Zimbabwe police raided a house used by executives of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's party yesterday, saying they were searching for weapons. The raid signals the fragility of Zimbabwe's unity government and is expected to worsen the already bitter relationship between President Robert Mugabe and his former rival Tsvangirai. Spokesperson for London Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, says that the reason for this raid is probably tied to the upcoming SADC Troika meeting in Harare, scheduled for next week.
The ministers will gather in Harare to discuss complaints by the Movement for Democratic Change that Mugabe is not implementing the conditions under which the government was formed in February. It's a familiar tactic in Zimbabwe when the government is under stress to raid opponents of the government, quite often planting weapons or incriminating material. It's sort of thing that led to the charges against Roy Bennett, the Deputy Agriculture Minister designate, who Mugabe has refused to swear into office on the grounds that he's facing charges involving trying to overthrow the government and possessing weapons of war. No one really believes these charges, but they go through the motions. And SADC is particularly liable to accept the Mugabe line because they're all supporters of Mugabe in one way or another.